This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We are live at the Clevelander. Things are going swimmingly. I've already been replaced in my own marital bed. Things are great. Everything's wonderful. But we got the numbers for Browns rookies. A lot of dialogue on that. We got Dylan Gates. Be hinting that he had some sort of draft promise for the Cleveland Browns. And oh yeah, we got two first-round picks next year. Lot to explore here as we head out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on of the Athletic, the great Mike Sando. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it is great to have you here. Not sure how much of the show you've caught to this point, but I will tell you, we've not dialed in a lot on the Browns. So I guess we'll start big picture. What are your thoughts on the Browns' offseason coming off the 3-14 disaster of last year?
I think it's been fine. I don't know that every move fits into a broader plan that you can easily see. I mean, they didn't do much at quarterback for a lot of the offseason, but gave a ton of money to Myles Garrett. Then in the draft, didn't do much at quarterback, and then suddenly took two guys that – you know, in a manner that made it look like, again, it wasn't necessarily part of a plan going in. So you kind of like, you know, some of the players that they've added and certainly the draft picks that they've added, but you're not always 100% sure what it's all pointing to.
Yeah, I guess that's what we're trying to figure out as well. It seemed obvious after day one what they were trying to do. You know, you go with a guy like Mason Graham, you get a first-round pick for next year, you're like, all right, this is going to be a little bit of a rebuild. And then they'll go hard 2026 for the quarterback, and that still might be in play. But then you take two quarterbacks and two running backs, and Mike, it feels like the plan for this upcoming season gets a little muddier.
It does, yeah. It doesn't mean it can't work, though. I mean, they may, you know, one of those two young quarterbacks may wind up looking good and being the guy. They may love him, and they've fixed it. If not, they've got one next year, which is great planning. Like, everybody liked the ability to get a first-round pick next year that could be a high pick. Jacksonville's win total, I think, 7.5, which puts you, you know, between the 8th and 14th pick overall, typically. And we've seen Trevor Lawrence have a couple concussions lately. It wouldn't shock anybody if that ended up being a really good pick. So I think they've done a mix of things that, you know, give themselves a chance to have fun their quarterback in the next couple years.
Mike, when it looks to, just big picture for the AFC North, I think there's one team that might have actually actively gotten better this offseason to this point. I'm not gonna spoil which one it is. How many of the teams in this division do you think actually got better off of who they were last year?
It's a great question. I mean, I think the Ravens are pretty much the same, maybe adding a pass rusher, wouldn't you say?
That was the team Steelers that I had, by the way. I think they had a hell of a draft.
Yeah, I think they had a good draft, so you know they may have gotten somewhat better, but their free agency, they didn't do a ton. I mean, I think they're largely the same team. Good, interesting draft. I mean, the Steelers, we don't even know what they're going to have at quarterback. Maybe it's Rodgers, and if it is that good or bad? And then I think the Bengals kind of you know, by giving a whole bunch more money to a couple guys that were already on the team doesn't make your team better, right? It makes your team more expensive. So, you know, and then taking a couple of swings in the draft, who knows if they're going to work out. So I think you make a good point.
Are the expectations for the Browns this year, are they at the floor? Is that what a lot of people are feeling like?
You know, I would say they're low, you know. What's interesting about Cleveland is they seem to be on their own timeline. So no one is, like, talking about this season from the outside, like, of what the head coach and GM have to do to keep their jobs, because it sort of feels like they may just stay the course anyway, right? Doesn't it feel that way? We haven't seen the urgency or felt the urgency. They're taking a long time to move on from the Deshaun Watson contract, and they feel like they've pretty much got the right guys, and here we go. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It does feel like the front office and the head coach kind of have this long runway. But what I would respond back to that with is it's a dangerous move, Mike, if you're going to go ahead and think that Jimmy Haslam is just going to stay with you forever. I mean, we're entering year six of one playoff win with this regime. You've been around the NFL for a long time. You don't keep your job that long if you got one playoff win through six seasons.
No, you don't. I mean, I would say, yeah, you're right about that. I mean, it's hard to do, but you know, it was a one-off move with Deshaun Watson that, by all accounts, the owner seems to be taking some responsibility for. So that's a consideration as well.
Mike Sando on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So I guess we can do this for either rookie quarterback, but given that there were maybe first or second round expectations and he went in the fifth round, what's the bar for success with a Shedeur Sanders pick for the Browns?
I think you treat it like a fifth-round pick. I mean, that just is what it is. So you would probably, you know, you probably are very hopeful that he's going to be better than the typical fifth-round pick. I think most people probably thought, from a talent standpoint, he was second round. So, you know, a lot of quarterbacks outside the first round don't make it. Most of them don't. And, shoot, a lot of them don't in the first round either, but it drops off after that. So I think you're more hopeful than you would be for a typical fifth-round pick. Based on the talent, and you just hope that they can work with him and that he fits in as, you know, one of the guys. Sure, you want to be a leader, but as more of one of the guys than he was perceived to be at Colorado, where everything seemed to, you know, revolve around him.
Mike, you know, the Browns took two running backs in Samson and Judkins. Is there any way you could possibly call the running back room now a strength? We still don't know what's going to happen with Nick Chubb, and it is just two rookies, but spending that type of capital on them, we should expect something, I would imagine, quicker than later, yeah. Right?
I would think so. I think you're really hoping to at least hit on one of them this year, wouldn't you think? Between those two, you threw a couple, mm-hmm. hopefully better than darts, and you know, one of them was pretty early, I think 36th pick overall, so... Yes, I think you would be thinking one of those guys is going to show you something right away.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Mike, looking to it is the number time of year where we start to figure out what players are going to wear what. Abdul Carter wanted to wear 56. He wanted to wear LT's number, and LT said no. Then he was like, "I'll wear 11 because that's what I wore at Penn State. And of course, that didn't happen because Phil Sims wore 11, and that's also retired by the New York Giants. What do you make of the number debacle going on with at least one NFL player right now trying to figure out what number he's going to wear in the NFL?
Yeah, I think we forget how young these guys are coming out, what their reference points are. I don't think there's an attempt to be disrespectful. I really don't think that he has any idea probably how good Lawrence Taylor was or even who Phil Simms was, other than if he saw him on TV as a broadcaster, right? So I think that is where the team needs to come in. Maybe you're talking to these guys ahead of time and saying, hey, what number do you want to wear? And you tell them, oh, yeah, sorry, these ones are off limits because some of the greatest players in the history of a franchise, and in Lawrence Taylor's case, maybe a top five player in the history of the game, wore that and is retired. So these are the ones you can choose from. That's what I would be doing if I were the team, being proactive, especially with these super high picks that come in with expectations. And let's face it, they're 22 years old, so they were born in the 2000s. How do they know, unless they're a historian or really studying history, who Lawrence Taylor is?
Yeah, I mean, they just wouldn't, and that's why, I don't know, I kind of defended him a little bit. I'm like, what's the worst thing that happens? You have to ask if you want something in life, right? They say no. It's not some massive disrespect to LT or Phil Simms. They're not going to come up and offer it to you, I promise you that.
No, but I would like it if the teams just told the players what numbers are retired and pick different ones. That's what they should do. Don't ask the player. To me.
Mike Sando on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Shador didn't get a chance to choose the number two because DeAndre Carter, who most of our listening audience has never heard of, but the Browns signed earlier this offseason, got to the number two earlier, so he chose 12. How are we feeling about the number 12 for Shador Sanders?
I like 12 as a quarterback number. I think 12 is sort of a classic quarterback number going back, you know, over the years. So I got no problem with it. I mean, Terry Bradshaw wore number 12. There's a lot of good number 12s.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady in that list as well. Let me ask you about Elijah Moore's comments. He lands in Buffalo and instantaneously, and listen, I almost gave him the playbook. I went on, you know, Buffalo Radio and was like, he needs to just tell everyone his quarterbacks weren't good in Cleveland for the previous 2 years. But do you like, or is that just too easy of a cop-out for a wide receiver, you know, ending in a new spot, landing in a new spot, and then saying, you know what, it was a lot of the quarterback situation more than it was me just not being great at football?
I think it's okay I would put it this way. The best way to do that would be just to really talk about how exciting it is to play with Josh Allen, right? I mean, that being said, the situation was so extreme in Cleveland, I think he's okay. It's not like he had one guy in Cleveland and this is a shot across the bow at Baker Mayfield or somebody, right? This is a combination of guys you can't even remember who half of them are, so I think he's okay.
All right, Mike. I just was on a popular NFL website, and with a headline is one reason for optimism for all 32 teams. For Browns fans out there who, yeah, we're coming off 3-14. It's not about this year, apparently, and now all of a sudden we're maybe not feeling the most optimistic about this. What reason would you cite for Browns fans being optimistic this year?
I guess I would say that the page has been turned to a bigger degree than in the past on Deshaun Watson. Wouldn't you say he's not going to be part of the quarterback equation going into the season? And I think that opens up a feeling of some hope for the future, even if you're going Joe Flacco for a little bit. You've got a couple of young guys, at least now you can try out, that you might be excited to see.
You mentioned Joe Flacco. Do you think Joe Flacco will end up winning the job and then getting the week one start?
Probably. He's probably most likely to, but a long time between now and then. We don't know what those young guys are going to show, and if they decide to turn the page, they could turn the page.
Follow this man on social media, at Sando NFL, Mike Sando, NFL writer for The Athletic. Mike, really good stuff, buddy. Appreciate you as always.
Thank you.
Mike Sando there. On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Very economical with his words today.
Yeah, that's the right way to put it.
That is Mike. And you know you're in Dutch.
That is Mike.
When like you're like, so like what's a reason for optimism? And it's like you don't have to watch Deshaun Watson play this year.
And it is a reason for optimism. He's
that felt
wrong.
So much more bleak than,
he's not wrong.
As he was saying it, you could, by the way, you're right. He is right.
He's right.
But when it's like you don't have to watch this person play, That is a special level of bleak.
It is bleak, but maybe we need to stop and smell the roses a little bit when it comes to that stuff, because I haven't taken enough time to be like, you know what? We don't have to watch Deshaun Watson play football. That's a really nice thing not to have to watch.
You know what's just around the rose, the garden bed around the roses?
Yeah, what's that?
It is manure.
Yeah.
So
I thought you were going to go for a steaming pile of trash, but you went manure, so that works too.
Is it manure? Is it roses? Is it manure flavored roses? I can't tell at this moment.
Joe Flacco shows up with manure flavored roses for Mother's Day.
He'd get away with it. That jawline. Who are we kidding? Great stuff from Mike Sando, though. We will react. I'm going to surprise you here. JP has an opinion on Shedeur Sanders and what the number change might mean for the Cleveland Browns and Shedeur. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.